Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/the Dan and Brian Sportscast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
You're listening to the Dan and Brian Sportscast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 22 of the Dan and Brian Sportscast. So glad to be back from our little work vacation we had in Vegas, right, Brian?
That's right.
Family, friends.
That's right. Lucky be a lady. Vegas, baby. It was awesome.
Let's talk about that before we get into sports. Let's talk about what we did and how we approached Vegas this time. This is my third time in Vegas. This is your second time in Vegas.
Yeah.
Had some family. So we had some fun, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Saw the sights, walked around, a lot of good food.
Lots of Slurpees.
A lot of Slurpees.
Adult Slurpees.
Real good Slurpees. A lot of walking around in the mall, drinking margaritas.
Yeah. Adult Slurpees is what we call them.
And margaritas.
Yeah.
Remember the margaritas? I think it was a La Salsa.
La Salsa inside the Miracle Mile.
Yeah. Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood Mall, which is amazing.
Yeah. If you're out there, check them out. They got some good margaritas.
We stayed in the Marriott Grand Chateau, which was amazing. Did. We had a week. We had a four-bedroom suite.
Yeah, four-bedroom suite.
With me and my kids and my wife, nephews, you, in-laws.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Had a blast.
Yeah.
I got sick, basically food poisoning from a Chinese food place in Long Beach.
No names, but I didn't get sick. I mean, I got a little bit sick.
You got sick the next day.
But I got
day,
over it.
But I was in all-out sprinkler mode. That's as far as I'm going to go explaining that. But it still didn't destroy what we had in Vegas. We did some work on that Saturday, Sunday. Actually, we worked about every day while we were there, just working on how we're pivoting our podcast.
Yeah, research, development.
Product research for our other business. That's a whole nother podcast. And preparing ourselves for a podcast moving in Chicago, which we go in about 3 or 4 days, right?
That's right. A couple of days we'll be in Chicago.
It was a vacation. It was a good time, but it was also a work vacation. You can't stop working. And you know, we know, you know, this podcast is up later than normally, but we didn't want to rush a podcast and not, you know, get enough information for us, for other people to enjoy the things that are going on in the sports world right now, because some of the sports world stuff is pretty amazing right now.
Yeah.
But we did go eat at Shake Shack.
Yeah, Shake Shack. The burgers were amazing.
Even though there's one in Santa Monica, we went to Shake Shack in Vegas.
Yeah, we had to check out
absolutely
Vegas
amazing.
Shake Shack.
Go to Vegas Shake Shack, people. Trust me. Amazing.
Also, go to Secret Pizza in the Cosmo.
Yeah, so we looked at the whole so-called Secret Pizza. Everybody knows about it, I guess. But we walked. Grand Chateau is like 5 minutes from the Cosmo walking. So we walked into the front side of the Cosmo, it looked like. And we walked right into the mall.
Yeah, it's like
which Cosmo mall. Has a mall, and the right next door, Aria, has a mall. What is going on with that? And it's right across from the other mall.
Yeah.
So we walked in.
Shopping everywhere.
There's money to be spent everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of dollars spent. We go in there and Secret Pizza down a like a low-key, no, what is it called?
Like a tunnel?
It's like a tunnel.
And it's like a small little pizza shop. Like,
yeah.
It reminds you of a small little pizza shop in New York. You know,
yeah.
New York-style pizza.
It was. It looked just like one. And you know what? You look on Yelp reviews and a lot of people are like, these people are rude. And I'm like, what?
What were they talking?
These dudes were good.
Yeah.
You know, they had some pizza. They had the meat. I had a piece of Meat Lover's Pizza, and I had a pepperoni and peppercini, which I don't know. Not many people know. I like pepper or banana peppers a lot.
Mm-hmm. I had cheese and the Meat Lover's. I think it was pepperoni
and
sausage, like big slices of sausage.
Yeah, it was really
and
good
was,
pizza.
Yeah, it was real spicy and good.
I enjoyed that with the family, you know. Mm-hmm. Celebrated my 12-year anniversary of being married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did that.
Yep.
All in all, good times in Vegas. Vegas, what's the next? What's the one rule we came away with from the coming from Vegas, Brian? What do you think?
Keep the lights on. We'll be back.
Keep the lights on. And this is probably the last time we bring kids.
Yeah,
because it's difficult. I don't know whoever's listening. If you're a mom or dad, taking kids to Vegas is tough.
Yeah, it's
and
tough.
It becomes expensive.
You see a lot of, but there's a lot of people who bring kids to Vegas. It's like once. I think you can take them once, and that's
it. that's what we were doing. The experience. That's what we wanted these kids to say. Hey,
right.
I'm 15, 10, 12, 8, 5. I went to Vegas because we are in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
We finally get to go to Vegas. I went to Vegas when I was like 33.
Right.
You know, so that's just what it is. But you know, we enjoyed ourselves in Vegas, Slurpees, and
right.
And there's we're slowly finding our spots that we want to be part of. Next time I want to stay at the Aria or the Cosmo. What do you think?
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyways, let's get into some sports. Let's get into England.
Yeah, let's
Euros.
Yeah, this England lost to
Mucking
Iceland.
It up again.
They look terrible.
All the talent in the world.
Like one of the sportscasters said, they look downright atrocious.
They were.
Yeah.
They were. How is it that you have Daniel Sturridge, Wayne Rooney,
right?
Marcus Rashford, our new superstar in England. Who else? We have Raheem Sterling in the midfield.
All these
we
great players.
Cahill and Smalling. First of all, we're Stones. We have all these superstar players, and we're just it's not going well.
No,
I don't understand
it.
You know. So, yeah. What do you think?
I think that you know what it comes down to the manager. What's his name? The manager.
Roy Hodgson.
Yeah, Hodgson. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he didn't have the right formations out there with the players. He didn't know how to assemble a team and put the right tactics together to put out a performance that can beat
that guy's
Iceland.
A joke.
In Iceland, you know, they have good players, but.
They're not.
All of England is loaded, and they should have beat them.
First of all, I saw a little meme. England is soccer royalty.
Right.
And what's it called is not.
Exactly.
You know, so we that has to be fixed.
Right.
So after the game, Roy Hodgson, he supposedly
resigned,
but his contract was already up.
Yeah, it was done. They weren't going to resign
him. You weren't doing anybody a favor.
No, he wasn't.
You should have just let the contract expire like you're supposed to.
Think about it. They should have changed out the manager before the Euros.
But that would have been way too difficult for the team to say, okay, you know, let's make changes beforehand. You can't. And who's out there?
You're right.
What manager's good enough out there? The only manager that's out there is what's his name? To me, is our previous Manchester United, Van Gaal.
Right, and I think you're right. They're going to go for a big name for this next manager.
They won't get Jurgen Klinsmann.
No, they're going to get. I think they're going to go for a big splash because you can't waste all this talent. I don't know when they're going to have a talent pool this big, for the national team.
Yeah, how long has Rooney got, Brian?
Exactly.
Rooney got to lead this team?
Right, I mean, not much. I mean, he's getting up in age. These young players, they're pretty young. But,
very young.
You know,
there's no leaders, though.
There's no leaders.
Sterling, Sturridge, or Rashford are not leaders. You know, and I'll say that with
So you need leadership in a management position.
Yeah.
Until someone can step up.
Yeah.
You know, look at Harry Kane. He looked lost.
ESPN showed him and Raheem Sterling. They were flops.
They're the flops. Especially, the corner kicks. I mean,
he sailed it over the bar.
Right. He needed a corner kick in the box. He had a chance to do something.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it.
Yeah. Like you said, they weren't going to go in deep. They weren't going to play against, you know, Belgium.
No. It's not because they didn't have talent. It's just that they couldn't put it together. Yeah.
How can you not?
Yeah, I know.
Man, it's sad to see, because we are so for the Premier League and so for England in soccer with the soccer mentality, why is it that these dudes can't get it right?
Yeah.
You know? It irritates me.
Yep.
So anyways, you know, let's talk some more of the Euros. And you know what? We forgot to talk about Argentina. We'll get into that too.
Yeah. Belgium.
Belgium and
Wales.
Wales. Wow. But another team chock full of talent.
I mean,
Lukaku.
Yeah.
Fellaini.
You can go on and on with this team.
You can go
Hazard.
Hazard. Supposedly the next Cristiano.
Right. I mean, it's just stacked with footballers, top footballers. You got the
world class.
Right. Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh, I forgot about your boy.
These guys are, they're stacked at every position.
No Vince
pretty
Company,
much.
Though.
No, Vince, that hurt him. I think that's what hurt him a
but
lot.
But there's a lot of talent
but
up front.
But they still could have won.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's no excuse to put up three, having Wales beat you by 2-3-1.
How do they do that? And Gareth Bale didn't even score, right?
No, he didn't even score.
That match.
No, his teammates helped him out.
Wow. Wow, it's insane to see such talent. You know what that it comes down to? Managers.
Management. Yeah.
How that team's managed, you can manage.
And the belief.
The belief that you can win.
Right, you got to play with confidence. In Belgium, some of these teams, England, they played hesitant. They played not to lose. You got to play to win. And like Iceland, they played.
What about Wales?
Great.
Yeah, like you said, Gareth Bale and a bunch of bums got together on a soccer team.
Right. They play with a purpose. They look like they had confidence. They play with confidence.
Yep.
They play with pace, and they play with tenacity and energy. And if you don't play, if you don't bring it, you'll get beat.
And Portugal too.
Yep.
You got Cristiano and Nani putting that team on their backs, and
they
then
sure
next
did.
Thing you know, you got Quaresma.
Correct. And then you got
stepping Nick, his game up.
That kid, the
Ronaldo Sanchez.
Yeah, Ronaldo Sanchez.
Yeah.
He just signed. Right before the Euros to Bayern Munich.
They saw Ancelotti it. Ancelotti is like, yes.
Yeah, they said
Ancelotti.
This kid is the next, going to be at the next level. Is already there.
Yeah. I mean, look at that pass that Nani gave him. Nani hooked him up. The back heeler to the back of the net.
Oh, that was sick. He put it right by the side of the net, right in the back.
Yeah, he's a really good player.
Yeah.
And
you'll see him out there. He's a kid with the dreads.
So we had.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I thought like Pep would go after him.
Yeah.
But here we are. Now we had Germany, Italy today.
Right.
And Germany won.
Shocking.
Because Italy's always got their number.
They wouldn't. Well, what happened, with Boateng, they pretty much, I watched the game. They handled the Italians the whole game. They played with the
Germans are good.
With the most pace and the passes. They couldn't finish. They wanted to. That's the only thing they couldn't do. They couldn't put it together enough to get enough goals.
Right.
So they could end it in 90 minutes. But, a couple of mistakes in the box. They get a penalty kick, and they tie the game up. So once that happened, I knew it was going to go into extra time. It went to extra time. They started running out of gas. Went to penalties.
Yep.
And this is the first time that it went to 9 penalty kicks.
I've never seen that. And I didn't get to watch the game today.
Yeah, it went to 9. And they won 6-5.
Right.
Germany over the Italians. Because guys were missing. Like, guys who were automatic that you would think that
yeah,
would...
Yeah, my boy, Schweinsteiger.
Like Schweinsteiger, Pele. Pele hit the ball and just went right past the post, out of bounds. I'm like, what are these guys doing? And they couldn't get it together. They had young kids had to step up. And they won it for them.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Germany moves on, and I don't know who they play. Who do they play next?
Germany's going to – I think they're going to play the winner out of France and Iceland. Yeah.
Who do you think gets that game? I think France does.
France. Oh, yeah. They got a lot of great players.
So we got France-Germany Euro.
Finals. Yeah.
That's a final?
Yep.
That's a good final.
Semi-final. And then
we got Wales.
It'd be Portugal.
Wales.
Ooh. If they win. Tomorrow, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's either Portugal. I'm pulling for Portugal because I want to see Cristiano and Nani win. Personally.
No, they won. That's right. You're right. So, you're right. It's going to be Wales and Portugal
in
the semis, yeah.
I want to see those two win. I want to see, because,
someone got to win. So, I think Cristiano going to step up.
This is where Cristiano's like, this is me. This is my time to shine.
Yeah. If he wins his Euros and he, balls out like I know he can, he's going to win Ballon d'Or.
He's already got the Ballon d'Or.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He won the Champions League.
That's true.
And he won the Champions League with the final penalty kick.
Yeah.
And tore his shirt off and everybody went nuts. And
yep.
Let's go over to the Copa America. I don't think we took time to talk about it last time.
Nah, not too much.
What a failure Messi has become for his country. I'm going to say it like that. Great, one of the greatest soccer players ever. How can you fail so much? He even missed the penalty kick against Chile, didn't he?
He sure did. And
not the penalty kick. They went into...
Right. Penalty kick in...
Overtime kicks.
Overtime kicks. Yeah. Yeah, for the win.
What a failure. How are you such an – what is it in your head that you can't get it together for your country? You're so good for your club, Barcelona. I don't know. Maybe it's because his country taxes him. And remember, they try to fine him and tax him.
Yeah.
Or like something going on.
Put him in jail.
Why would you put an icon of your country in jail because you're not getting tax money?
Yeah, just give, you know, tell them to give you the money and that's it.
Hey, this is how much you owe us. When you get a chance from being a superstar, can we get our money?
Pay us.
Here. And he'll be like, oh, you know what? Here's a little bit from the... But in standard Messi, you know, he messed up against Germany.
Yeah.
And he messed up against Chile.
Right. And think about it. They lost to Chile twice.
Yeah.
Twice in the finals in the Copa America. This is not this. I mean, come on.
They had no Di Maria this year.
Right. But,
that's no excuse.
No excuse. You got to beat Chile. I mean, they're good. They got
Chile put it Alexi, Mexico.
They got Alexi, and they got some players.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to beat them.
Chile put it to Mexico. Remember, 7-0.
Oh, yeah. They whipped them.
But see, like, teams like Argentina whipped us.
Yeah. They beat us, what, 4-0?
Something like that. Yeah. And then here they go. They go at... All right, folks, sorry about that. Another technical difficulty. I had an issue, right, Brian?
Yeah, issue.
A random interruption.
Yeah, we took care of that.
Anyways, sorry for that, folks. And back to the podcast. Let's back to Messi and back to his failures as a national club player. You know, Cristiano deserves it more, the Ballon d'Or, than anything.
Yeah, he does.
That's it.
He puts the goals. He's... I think he's the best football, you know, player in the world.
His national team is 10 times worse than Argentina. He has to do everything for his national team.
He does. He has his partner and their nanny to help him out, but that's all he got. You know, I'm saying Pepe and other players are not good on the team, but in terms of offensively scoring.
This guy's got Di Maria.
Exactly.
He's got Messi has Di Maria.
Aguero.
Yeah.
Higuain.
Yeah. Must we go on the list of Argentinian footballers?
Right.
You know? So I think, and then he retired.
Right.
Because he just can't get it together.
Which I think it's just that's a gut reaction. That's just a.
It's bad. Put Aguero in. I'll trust Aguero in the national because Aguero didn't even start. He should have started.
He didn't even play. I think they should have put Messi and Aguero up top.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not the manager.
Well, the thing about Aguero is it's good for Manchester City that he didn't play. Because the possibility he gets hurt.
True.
He gets nicked up and banged up, and you need him at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
A little bit more soccer stuff. Let's talk about exciting news for me. Zlatan.
Yeah, Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Going to Manchester United to reunite with Mourinho.
That's
going to
be crazy.
This guy's a real character.
Yeah, and you guys are just getting a lot of good players.
We're stacking. Yeah. And word is we're in talks with Pogba.
Right, and Pep up over there in my team, you know, Manchester City, he's getting some players, but he got to step it up.
You need some world-class players.
You're not going to win, not in this league.
He might make some late moves before the transfer window.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
That's
what I think was going to happen. He's going to look what Mourinho does and try to offset it.
He has to.
Yeah. He needs to get center backs.
I think so. He needs to get the best center backs he can get. I love company, but he can't stay healthy. Yeah. If you can't stay healthy, you're no good for the team.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. So let's move on to money.
Yeah.
The NBA. Wow.
It's not called basketball. It's called Moneyball.
I wish I was an NBA player right now. I wish I was an average NBA player because I would be getting cashed out.
If you're just a good player, $50 million, $60 million.
If you're Mike Conley, $153 million.
Is he a top? He might be a top 10 point guard in the NBA.
Okay, let's name him off.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie.
Steph Curry.
Russell Westbrook.
Chris Paul. Who would be number five?
Lillard, maybe.
Damian Lillard. DeMar DeRozan, is he point guard?
DeMar DeRozan. No, he's a shooting guard.
Paul,
about Wall?
Ooh.
He might be. You know what?
Tony Parker, number six.
Tony Parker.
We're talking about. Yeah.
John Wall. No. Conley might be seven.
You think so?
Yeah, Conley. He's top 10. Conley, then probably John Wall, and then, you know, some other players out there. Then it like fades out to like, you know, a bunch of average point guards.
Like randoms that are getting millions anyway. Right. It doesn't matter.
They're still like, you know, got Jeremy Lin. They said he'd be the starting point guard for the Brooklyn Nets when he signed. So he's going to sign $36 million, right, 3 years. Cast out again. Must be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? He deserves whatever he can get. If that's, you know, your agent can sell you to the team and sell them on that you deserve $36 million, you should get it. Period.
Right, right. But, oh man, he got $153 million, Brian, for 5 years?
5 years, yeah.
Wow.
That's the biggest. Insane. Right now, that's the biggest contract.
We forgot about Derrick Rose.
Well, that's the biggest contract so far we've seen.
Derrick Rose?
In this. What did he get?
No, I'm just saying Derrick Rose is before him.
That's right. Derrick Rose is up there, but he can't stay healthy. But when he's playing, he's a top 10. So he might be six because he's in and out of lineup so much, but he's up there.
Somebody put Chris Paul before Kyrie Irving online.
I mean, yes, before the playoff, before
SportsOnEarth.com says no.
When was that?
I don't know,
published?
But that's just everybody's been blind to what's last year.
Kyrie is he's a top five player.
He's number one because he put Steph Curry to sleep.
He sure did.
Yep, and he's younger.
Yeah.
Give that dude all the money he needs. And hopefully he doesn't turn into. Actually, you know what? As long as he's with LeBron, he won't be that player that's just there for money. You know,
he's gonna want to win because it gets, like you said, it gets intoxicating. Winning, you want to win more.
We got a lot of
get more championships.
NBA players nowadays get a lot of haters from. It was Anthony Davis or Antonio Davis?
Antonio Davis.
Oh my gosh! Tell what did he say, Brian?
He said, he said I'm a union guy and I believe players should get all, you know, get as much money as they can get from their teams, but Jeremy Lin getting $36 million. I'm like, stop it, bro.
Hater.
Don't hate.
Hater, you should congratulate Jeremy Lin.
Right. I mean,
nobody knows you anymore, but everybody remembers Linsanity.
Right. I mean, he say, oh, that's a contract I would get back when I played. I'm like, stop it, dude. That was back then money. This is today. NBA's getting bigger. You got Steph Curry, LeBron James raising the tide of this league. So these guys are getting paid, and Kyrie, and the Draymonds, and all the other players in this league.
But how are you going to say that Jeremy Lin doesn't deserve the money when the team's willing to pay the money?
Exactly.
You're just hating on these
dudes. Hating on all of them.
I'm excited to see these guys get paid more. And I know a lot of NFL players are upset about that, but you know what? You chose NFL, and you know what? I would have chose the NFL, too, because I love football.
Right.
But if I had a chance to go back nowadays, I would definitely be a basketball player.
Right. Like, you see a lot of these, because their money's not guaranteed and, you know.
Yeah, because they got a stronger union.
It's a contact sport. NBA got a stronger union.
Yeah.
And like you said, when you see this money, this is real money.
It makes me think NBA pulls in a lot more money than the NFL.
It does.
In a sense.
It might.
Super Bowl's
sneaker shoes, you know, sneaker deals and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and endorsements and commercials, it all plays a part in it. So, and they say that's the reason why there's such a big salary cap now, because ESPN signed a mega deal. I'm not sure how many billions it was, but ESPN signed a mega deal with the NBA, which this, you know, led a floodgate of money into the NBA for them to spend. So that's why.
I think also with the next couple of years, they're going to turn their jerseys into soccer jersey style, where they're going to allow the sponsors to be on the jerseys.
I mean, could be a small little, I think it's like a 1-inch or 2-inch
circle.
Yeah,
they're going to sell space on the jersey.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Oh, well. If that makes money for the NBA, that makes money for NBA players. And people complain about teachers should get more money than NBA players. Well, it's the market that decides who gets the money. If the market sits there and watches the TV and watches basketball players, then basketball players are going to get the money.
Right.
Now, if the market decided to pivot for some crazy reason and just start giving teachers money, that's the case, but it's not. This is entertainment.
Right. Entertainment is big. People pay big money.
Yeah.
Jersey sales, ticket sales.
There's no teacher jerseys, are there? And that's the thing. It's like everybody thinks that these guys aren't working hard.
No, these guys.
You don't think Steph Curry works
hard?
You don't think Kyrie? You don't think LeBron's working hard? Come on, give these dudes the money they deserve. You know, and some of them, I don't think deserve the money. Like. Mozgov got a lot of money, and he played, what, like 5 minutes the NBA season, 6 minutes in the NBA playoffs?
The Lakers signed, like Timothy Mozgov, like you said, 4 years, $64 million contract, which was, you know, huge.
There's a lot of room on Cleveland now because Dele left, too.
Yep. Dellavedova went to Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep. Got, what, $37
million? $38
million. $38
million. 4 years. Wow.
Good for him.
Yeah, because he's been getting these small contracts here. You know, it's like last year, he only signed like a $2 million contract.
You know what that is?
So
he has effort.
Right.
And he might not be able to stop Steph Curry 24-7, but he has effort. And he showed it. When he got on the court during the playoffs, he had effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes Kyrie needs a break. All right, I got you. Don't worry. Don't trip.
Even LeBron gave him a shout out on Twitter.
Yeah.
He said, congrats to my brother, Dele, on his deal. Good luck in Milwaukee. Very deserving to you and your family.
Yeah, I believe so. That's hands down, that was very deserving for Dele. He's worked hard. He's part of a championship team. Why not pay the dude?
You have my blessing. That's the only thing LeBron forgot.
Yeah. LeBron's like, I'm busy in Bora Bora. I don't want to be bothered with this.
Right.
I got $200 million.
He's with his bestie out there.
Chris
on
Paul and D. Wade. No,
on banana boats.
Yeah, word is he, they got a Snapchat filter for that, by the way.
Yeah.
Word is.
Oh, they do?
I guess, you know, I'm still sitting in this, because we're in this NBA free agency stuff.
Right.
I'm still waiting for our main player to make a decision. I'm scared that he'll leave us, but I'm kind of confident that he's going to stay with us because he'll make more money in the end, you know?
Right, because like right now, there's a lot of players that are being held up on signing until
Kevin Durant signs. Exactly. So everything's kind of like, okay, well, what happens if he stays?
Right,
which is most likely. They said he's 90% staying.
I hope he does, because if he stays, then you'll see like all the dominoes going to drop.
Yeah,
like some dominoes, because they knew they weren't in the running to get Kevin Durant, so they started signing players.
Yeah, they re-signed Austin Rivers, so that's a no on KD now.
Which
probably means Austin Rivers got a lot of money for being a bench player.
Yeah, he probably got 30-something, 40-something million. Easy.
So Harrison Barnes is up in the air, because if Golden State gets KD, then Harrison Barnes will probably go to Dallas.
Right, and they're offering him how much, Dan?
$90 million?
Yeah.
Something, $93 million?
$93 million, yeah.
Insane.
Insane, but
insane,
you know,
for a guy who chokes in the playoffs,
right?
Just, I mean, you know what?
No,
it's
show.
Funny. It's
no
funny.
Show.
The NBA did that. The NBA did that with James Harden too. He choked in the playoffs,
and he got cast out too by Houston
cast
Rockets.
Out. Yeah, they go off of. They go
but
off
during the season, he played awesome.
I mean, he did.
Does he have some mental hurdles he got to deal with? Yeah, he probably
never
will.
Never gonna play in the playoffs again. Now he don't even have a center.
Nah, he won't see. I don't think he'll see a NBA finals.
Because what's his name?
If he leaves that team, we'll see.
Howard went to where?
He went to Atlanta Hawks.
Right.
He signed a 3-year, $70.5 million contract.
That's a lot for him.
Yeah,
they said they even like Bleacher Report did a pie graph, a chart to show his put out in points and rebounds. It's going down every year.
Yeah,
but his cash keeps going up.
Right, because
that dude has the best agent ever.
Right, he has the best agent ever, and the salary cap keeps going up, so he's gonna get paid. So this might be one of his last big paydays. He might get one more. Maybe
he'll
one
get
or
one,
two.
He'll get another one.
He'll get another. Probably 1 or 2 year contract or something like that. If he stays reasonably healthy, he'll get.
I don't understand
contract.
That floating around the NBA like that. But I guess you go to the that dude's a money chaser.
Yeah, he don't care about winning.
No,
he's soft. He's charming. Kobe said it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Even if Durant considers it a money situation, he still makes more money in Oklahoma. I mean, he'll make a little bit more in Miami or San Antonio because of tax reasons. But he'll make more money with us, and he has a better chance of winning a championship.
True.
Because you really got nothing in Miami. They're all whatever. Spoelstra's like whatever. Popovich, I don't know. He's hit or miss nowadays since his big three are, you know, basically
they're
having
getting
no
older.
Knees.
They're getting older. You got Manu Ginobili. He just re-upped for 1 year.
Yeah.
And then right now it's question marks.
For
on
Tim
Duncan,
yeah.
Tim Duncan, if he's coming back. He still haven't made up his mind solid yet if he's coming back.
You know, and then we made a good basketball move in picking up Oladipo and Sabonis from Gonzaga for a trade, which was out of nowhere. And I was like, that's a good trade. We got rid of Ibaka, even though I'm a big Ibaka fan.
Right.
Which is crazy because now in Orlando, there's Ibaka and Bismack Biyombo. Those dudes are going to be swatting everybody, you know? Quick bigs, athletic bigs that can jump out of the stadium. And so we did a good move by picking up Oladipo and having that shooting guard that we need. It's going to be better for us. And I hope he stays. I hope he says, you know what, I'm going to stay with Russ. We're a great combo. Let's do this. They could be the Scottie Pippen and Jordan of their time.
Yeah, you know? They sure can be.
They've played over 500 games together. They know what they're doing. Now, you got to stop giving up the ball, which I think Billy Donovan will work on that.
Right. And if you think about it, if Kevin Durant leaves, it's going to, you know, other players are going to start leaving. You never know if Russell Westbrook's going to stay. He might come back home, L.A.
I don't know what's going to happen to us. But you know, who knows? We'll see. And hopefully he decides soon, because then you're like you said, you'll see all the rest of the dominoes topple over.
Yeah.
And so we'll see all kinds of stuff going on. We'll see trades happening. We'll see people, you know, getting their max out contracts at home. People are going to stay. People are going to move. Kevin Durant is holding up the league right now.
Yeah, he's going to probably come up with his decision. I'm thinking after July 4th, probably Tuesday?
Tuesday,
probably,
yeah.
Tuesday. He'll come up with his decision on what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good for these NBA players getting their money. You know, hopefully the most interesting thing is how are they going to keep their money? Because you see a lot of NBA players out of the league screwing up, and they're broke.
Yeah.
It's broke. Delonte West begging for money.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. These guys, you know, they have a lot of bad decisions.
Problems.
All bad decisions most of the time. That's what makes them broke so quick. Yeah.
Oh, well. So, all right, Brian, what do you think? Good times?
Good times.
Good times. Good to be back. Brian and I, we had a blast in Vegas. We also got to see the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Amazing, which is an amazing part of America. If you guys go see the Hoover Dam. Also, we got to next week we'll be in Chicago talking about the podcast movement.
That's right.
And podcast movement 2016. We're going to learn to get better for you guys and make the podcast even more enjoyable than it is now.
That's
right.
And
more entertaining. But thank you guys for listening again. We appreciate it. And we are out.
Thanks for listening to the Dan and Brian Sportscast.